Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
It's another beautiful day here in the digital world. My name is Ben Vernell, and joining us...
The sun is shining in the digital world, and look at that lens flare.
Ooh.
The coolest, hottest technology of 1997. My name's Adam Knox. Do you remember when
Les
Moonfez's yeah. brother.
His gay DJ. Brother.
Why does he not name Moonvez, but he is named Les? Are they Korean?
It's a question for the ages.
Les Moonves is Korean. Not yes. A lot of people know that.
Yes.
I do remember Lens Flare being in every video game. Speaking of which, it was announced, I think, today that Turok the Dinosaur Hunter is coming out on Switch.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
They brought it. There was like an HD version that they put back out on the PC, I think, a few years ago. But that game, I played that on the 64 back in the day. It fucking sucked.
Yeah.
I never played it, but it had dinosaurs. How could that be bad?
Because you couldn't see them because it was like the fog right in front of your face.
Mm.
You were walking around not being able to see the world for what it is. Like you're a goddamn liberal or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm all right now.
Wow.
Tukuk the dinosaur hunter.
Turok the SJW hunter.
Yeah, it had a really, really low draw distance. It was I remember it was one of the first third-party games to come out on the Nintendo 64.
When it was... Fucking terrible to control because you use the C buttons to walk around and then the stick to aim.
Mm.
But at the time, that was so confusing.
That was pretty common though in shooters. You were strafing with the C buttons.
It was like move and it was kind of the opposite of what it normally is.
Okay.
Where you move and turn with the stick and like GoldenEye and then strafe with the C buttons. But this was forward, backwards. The moving forward and backwards, and then it just looked you around.
Oh, right.
When you held R normally.
That's
in most games. But it was always doing it. And it was inverted all the time.
Mm.
Every fucking 64 game was inverted with the aiming. And I absolutely... inverting... If you like to invert, you've got it backwards. Like you're a goddamn liberal or something.
Oh.
I do remember being...
Finally, we're playing to our audience.
I don't know if this character of alt-right gamer will be in any way realistic.
I do remember being very excited for it because it's like, you're Dinosaur Hunter. It's all there in the title.
Yeah.
And then it looking like shit and feeling quite bad to play. And it being one of those first... kind of moments of being a kid where it's like, maybe everything isn't good just because it's kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like, this actually, the quality is pretty shit of this.
And the dinosaurs weren't particularly dinosaur-y from my memory of it. They were more like, they were half robot dinosaurs or something. So it didn't feel like you were hunting dinosaurs. There was a game on the PC called... Carnivores. I want to say Carnivores.
Minesweeper.
And you were hunt. That's the one.
Mappy's Revenge.
You were hunting dinosaurs though, like, but for real. Like you had to be quiet, and if the T-Rex detected you, it'd fucking go for you.
Ooh.
That was cool as hell.
Turok the SJW Hunter never played anything on PC. He refused.
Damn, we have hit it. We have absolutely nailed where to go with this podcast in the future.
I do remember when number 2 came out, Turok 2, and I remember people loving that. I remember that getting a perfect 10, believe, in the Nintendo magazine that
which
I read
was so very rare for them to give a super high score. I remember like whichever one it was, they'd given so many fucking ridiculous high scores out to things.
Yeah.
That when Perfect Dark came out, they were like, 104%.
That's right. Yes, I remember that.
It's better than Perfect, and not even by one percentage mark, by whatever multiple it was.
Yeah.
Huge. And like
104 is an insane one to choose as well.
We added on a point for every fucking frame that you get in a in the frame rate.
It ran
at a slow frame rate is what I'm saying. Four. It was an extremely slow game.
Break it down even more.
Yeah.
It was slow, almost like it was a goddamn liberal or something.
Nice.
That's
nice.
The last one. Yeah. I think that it's right to be liberal.
Okay.
I don't know what I think. I'm not political. I'm apolitical, man, which is why I believe it's right.
He haven't even cracked the energy drink yet.
We got
Oh yeah, folks. Yeah. We got a special treat for you this week.
Yeah. We'll do it in the bonus app. Let's sizzle that.
An energy drink review.
Yeah, live food and drink reviews.
Mm. Should we do it then or do it now? Because honestly, I'm thirsty.
I'm really thirsty as well.
Let's crack it down.
We got enough to talk. Yeah, we got
Why
enough
don't
to
we drink it now?
Bonus.
We'll review it in the bonus.
Oh, interesting.
I'll forget my thoughts.
A cliffhanger.
Wait. Oh, shit. I should have held the mic up for the...
Yeah, there's a bit left.
Ow, my knee!
So, folks, this is a continuation of something we talked about last week. Now, this is... If you listen to last week's app, this is the very same can of V energy drink that I bullied Adam about having left in my fridge for about 8 months now.
Yes.
The full title is V Guarana Energy Drink 500 mil.
Oof.
That's half a litre.
Nice.
Which if you're in America is, I believe, like a fucking 17th of a gallon or something.
It's three pounds.
I have no idea how a pound relates to a kilo.
This podcast is now becoming like Welcome to Night Vale. It's got an ongoing narrative.
Yep.
I love it.
Folks, feel free to head down to your local grocery store and get yourself a big can of V and drink along with us.
Absolutely.
I will point out, we're talking a bit like... 100% there are multiple video game podcasts that have done energy drink reviews.
For sure.
Plain-facedly.
Yes. Yeah.
So here's the sound of the pour content.
This is very good.
That's coming up a treat, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Good. All right, let me pour Ben's
now, he thinks he's done half. Let's see how accurate he was.
Sorry. He's given me.
Damn.
Because I'm bigger.
Now he's balancing out the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That's about spot on now. How this much have you got left?
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
How a mixologist would do it at a bar.
You couldn't pick it up on the audio, but I was spinning this shit around my head really fast.
Adam's got suspenders on and a bow tie.
Yeah. Now to light it on fire. I think this would fucking go up.
God, yes.
Do you want to hear the ingredients? Or sorry, as the energy drink puts it, because they have to be cool, stuff in the can, it says.
God.
Ingredients isn't fucking badass enough for this can of V. Ugh, God, I hate that. Mother always had the worst ones. Where it was like, hey, if you're up the duff, don't even think about drinking this shit.
Yeah.
Or like knocked up or some dumb term that it had.
Yeah. Just picturing the pregnant woman reaching for the can of mother like, yep, this is part of my daily routine.
My baby's low on energy.
Yeah.
And the irony when it's called mother.
Oh.
Whoa. Dude.
We're peaking too early.
Yeah. That's it for me on this app, I reckon.
There's a lot of sugar in this.
Oh, great.
In an average quantity per serving, there's 53 grams of sugar.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we've each got about 26.5 grams in there.
That's way too much sugar.
We're going to have to drink it, but let it factor into your review. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's have a sip here.
Cheers.
I'm fine, by the way, boys. Don't offer me any.
Would you shut the fuck up? You can't have it if you're up the duff.
It's kicked in already. He's flying off the handle. What do you think?
Bit too sweet.
Yeah. It's very tart.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but I am thirsty.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had an energy drink.
They're completely medicinal.
Yes.
Like it's not something that you drink for pleasure.
Yeah. Mm.
It's if you want caffeine, but you want a lower temperature.
Yeah.
Right, you don't want a coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why not just have a Coke?
Because a Coke, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never think of them as caffeinated.
I've had a couple of Red Bulls lately for purely, as you said, for medicinal reasons.
Yeah.
Just like, I have something to do after work and I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know why it's not a coffee.
You can just bang them down as well. A coffee you have to sip at.
Yes, true.
But an energy drink, you can just
as opposed to what with
them.
An energy drink?
You can down them if you want to.
You could shotgun this
if
you wanted.
Jaeger bombs. Remember Jaeger bombs?
Oh, do I ever.
Remember the Xbox game Jaeger? No. There was an Xbox game called Jaeger.
They had Jaegers in Pacific Rim, the movie. That's what they called the big robots.
They're called Jaegers too?
Yeah.
A Jaeger bomb was the absolute worst fucking... Like, the number of people who got hit because Jaeger bombs were popular for a while in 2009 or whatever.
Many a Sunday of my life has been ruined by the appearance of
really?
The Jaeger bomb at about 8 p.m.
I've only had one in my entire life.
Really?
And it was awful. And I felt bad. I felt sick afterwards.
Every now and then, still now to this day, I'll buy a round of them with friends to be funny.
Yeah.
Imagine if we all drank Jaeger bombs and then it's like, oh, this is the worst thing we've all done in a long time.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Like, to do... Oh, man. I just had another sip.
you had heaps of it.
Yeah. I'm a gulper. I drink like a fish, which is zero. I guess fish don't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really thirsty as hell.
You busted that myth. Yeah. Well done.
Like having a...
Jaeger bombs.
Doing like a funny round of shots though. Like, wouldn't it be funny if we all got espresso martinis?
Yeah. Mm.
Part of that is convincing 8 people to have a drink they don't want.
That's true. I did that on Sunday. I went to a recovery for a wedding that I'd been at on the Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I, God knows why, bought a round of shots for people that...
Wow.
Half of them I'd never met before.
Okay.
And spent a very good amount of money.
Absolutely.
On this.
Why you did that. Huh? You're insecure.
Yes. Yep. And you sort of, you know, you spend that money, but you're like, at the time you go, well, I guess it's kind of worth it because what a cool, generous thing to do. Everyone's going to be like, wow, the great man, he's done it. But it's like that lasts for 10 seconds and then everyone has the shots and they're like, oh, what else is going on? Mm. Just on to another topic of conversation. It's like, no, I think we all need to be worshipping me for at least half an hour.
Yeah, they have the
feel
shot
good
and they're like,
this.
Oh, yeah. Gulp. Fuck off, Tommy. Anyway.
Literally, that's what it was, yeah. And then it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, why did you make us do that?
Well, I feel not great with this drinking this. Also, it's months old.
It's months old, yeah.
The expiry date, though, is the 28th of August, 2019.
Yeah, that's fine.
So as long as we digest this promptly, we'll be fine.
It looks unlike anything that appears in the natural world.
Mm. Yeah, the color is something, but like it looks like...
It's like electric green or something.
Dehydrated piss. Like,
yeah, big
time. Like extremely hospital grade dehydration.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you're urinating.
Well, just happy to have the space back in my fridge, to be honest.
No, you got to put the empty can back in there.
Yeah, I mean,
fuck, yeah, okay. I'll get it glued into the door of the fridge as a reminder.
What do you reckon V stands for? Very.
I mean,
I'm going to Google that because there must that
why
must
is it
be out
v?
There somewhere. Yeah.
Five.
No.
The like
vitamins.
Virility. Oh,
maybe
vitamins. Yeah. It is a pretty energetic letter.
Yeah.
I started typing in why is V energy drink called that, and it came up with why is V energy drink bad for you. Should I just look at that instead?
Nah.
I'd prefer not to hear
I
that.
I think I get it. Again, there's 53 grams of sugar in this can. Man.
Very sugary, I think.
All right. Well, I would give a 2 out of 5 for V.
I'm going to go as low as 1 out of 5.
Damn. That's crazy.
It's that one for the function,
uh-huh.
0 out of the rest for the taste and experience.
I give it 104%.
Anyway, I can't find this. Who
I
cares?
Bet there's not a reason. It doesn't.
Oh, I know what it stands for. Video games.
Oh, well, I'm going to drink it down then.
Excellent.
Because I've been fucking playing video games this week.
Yeah, I've been reading about them.
Glug. Yeah, let's do a bit of news up the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy time to be in the world of video games because there's one big video game taking over the whole world and I still haven't played any more of it really.
Yeah, yes.
Apex Legends is massive and like this isn't really a news story. I guess it's just more of a report.
We're
like
checking
an earnings
in.
Report. But it's kicking off real massive.
Yeah, it's exploded.
It's one of those ones where like I'm hearing people talk about it on buses and like in toilets and you know, the places that I go.
Yes.
It's
yeah, you told us before you specifically overheard a conversation about it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Now how did that go?
Get out of here. Who the fuck are you? What is this, Apex Legends or something? What are you trying to get the drop on me? Get out of here. Actually, since you're here. No, there's 50 million players of it worldwide, which is big-ass numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know what because I was reading a thing the other day about Fortnite being massive in the West,
mm-hmm.
but then in the Asian region, it's not as big.
Right.
And PUBG is still the massive one. So technically that is still number one globally.
Okay.
It's got more of a mobile presence, which is a big
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Apex Legends has a mobile one at all.
No.
It's so new though. Like people, it's like less than a month old, I'm pretty sure. And there's people are clamoring for it, going like, where's the season pass? Where's the next thing? Where, come on. Put another map in. What are you doing? And it's like, slow down, everybody.
Yeah.
Either send the office a few cans of V so they've got the energy. We're not sponsored by V, by the way.
But we should be.
If anything, we're the opposite of sponsored by it, where we are openly deriding the drink as being ridiculous.
That's true.
I think people work that out. Although they are the sort of brand that would go, they'd sponsor you and go, feel free to hang shit on it. That's what we want.
Yeah, okay. Well, then maybe we should contact V.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy that it makes me like, I've been thinking about going back to play it. If I had a bit more time at the moment, I probably would.
Because
I don't feel like I gave it the time that it probably needs to. Have you even tried it yet, Tommy?
No.
Do you reckon you will?
I highly doubt it.
Okay. Well, that's all that news is. A lot of people who aren't us love an Apex Legends.
What about you? Yeah. Are you going to give it more time, Ben?
No, because I don't like that kind of game.
Yeah.
It's also strange that the Call of Duty one didn't explode like this, although it was not free.
No.
Yeah, that's the big difference. Yeah.
A full price game. And then they did that version of it where you could get the regular multiplayer and that, no zombies, for like
two-thirds
of the price. But it's still a lot more than free.
Yeah.
It seemed, I mean, probably more and more as we push into the future, every game that isn't a single player thing will have to think about like, hey, do we just put this out?
Yeah.
Because it seems to be working for people.
I think, I think the thing that is so wildly explosive about these games is like the same thing that happened to yo-yos in the 90s. Of like,
here we go.
It's just a thing for kids.
Yeah.
A bunch of kids started playing with them, and now every kid has to. And so it's like, okay, well, there's a new one out. It's the brain, and you got to get the brain one. And that's fucking Fortnite. And then Moose released a bunch of bubblegum ones.
Oh, Moose.
That's Apex Legends. It's just, I think it's these kids that are like 9 to 13 years old.
I would love to do a deep dive on the history and products of Moose someday. That would be great.
Yeah.
I think my friend works for them still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I should hit her up.
Are Moose the company that put out Knuckles?
I think so,
yes.
Fuck, that's funny that they were called Moose Knuckles. I never put that together until just then.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
There's a job that keeps getting like coming up in my LinkedIn thing of like something at Moose. Like, you know, experience manager or some job, I actually don't know what it is. And it's like, oh, man, what if I worked at Moose?
Oh, man.
What do you do at Moose now, though? What do they make now?
I honestly don't know. Yeah, maybe still yo-yos.
I'm going to look up this friend and see. Oh, no, she does. Yeah, she still works there.
Wow.
Damn. Let's get her on.
I think that you're right, is that they do seem like they...
it's just trends.
Very trend. Like, people are switching between one to another. I guess because the nature of them is that they've got the one map, they've got the one type of thing, and so it can probably get repetitive.
Yeah.
So, and for some people, like if they want to get really, really, really good at it, well, then just playing the same thing again and again and again is appealing. But for anyone else, it's like, oh, I want to move on. I like this format. I just want a fresh coat of paint on it.
And they're also similar in concept and execution, that you probably can quite easily flip between them.
Yeah.
Has this caught on with kids, though? I mean, I feel like kids at Fortnite's the one that the kids are really, really into. Seems like stylistically, it's like it's chasing that sort of like younger demographic a little bit more and also the fact that you can get it on everything.
Yeah.
So you can play it on your parents' iPad or whatever.
Definitely isn't just kids playing Apex Legends. Obviously, there's 50 million people playing it.
Yeah.
But
whether it's going to have that ubiquity of like every kid in the schoolyard all of a sudden. Like being obsessed with, if you go to a cafe now, you see, a family at a table, and there'll be one of the kids will be on their phone playing Fortnite. Where the Apex gets to that point.
I honestly didn't think it would get to the point that it's at now.
I thought the name alone would hold it back.
Yeah,
but
the aesthetic, it being not that different, really. Yeah. I just didn't think it would catch on, and it has.
I guess we got to give it more time or something, maybe, because there must be something that I've missed when I was playing it initially.
Oh, I think a month and 3 hours of playtime is plenty.
Yeah, but you could say the same about Fortnite. None of us really gave that much of it. It's just
but
not for us.
But that was because of the specific building mechanic for me. That was like the way it played just in general. I don't like
it. Yeah, because Nox loved PUBG. Yeah. He was a big early adopter. Okay.
I like
PUBG.
The Call of Duty one too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was the third person. Oh, well, but PUBG's third person. But I don't know what it was about Fortnite. It felt floaty in a way I didn't like, and it felt buildy in a way that I very didn't like.
I honestly feel like they're all the same. And I'm at arm's length with all of them.
That makes sense. I mean, it's a set like fucking Dota and League of Legends are massive, and I have absolutely no urge to go anywhere near them.
Yep, same.
So I guess it could be your version of that.
We're just rebels. I guess that's what we're finding out.
I'm as much of a badass as the description on an energy drink. That's how fucking cool as shit I am. I'll absolutely ride a bike.
More leak stuff from the Sonic the Hedgehog upcoming movie, which we've been covering for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
We're all chomping at the bit for this one.
Any of this leak stuff I didn't really see.
I saw heaps of it.
What is it?
I don't know. No, it is a full like slide PowerPoint presentation, slide deck from a marketing agency. I actually don't know if it was named or not, of like, we want to do the marketing for Sonic. Here's what we think Sonic is. Here's what his attributes are. Here's how he looks. Here's what he could be. Here's how we're going to tackle, you know, the tone of voice of our marketing materials. And it's like, a full bunch of slides.
It's so dumb.
It's really
it's
dumb.
It's really dumb.
Do they seem like they're missing the mark on it, or is
not any more so than any other marketing presentation I've ever seen. Like,
or
it's pretty, yeah.
Anything Sega produced since like 1998 as well.
Oh, but this isn't Sega though, is it? This is kind of out of their hand. This is just general dumb.
I'm just saying, like, even if some other dumb, if there's another company being dumb about Sonic, Sega has been dumb about Sonic for 20 years.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
As well now.
Yeah.
So like, what is Sonic?
Yeah.
Like, the guy was always a dirtbag. Fucking looking at you, tapping his foot if you're not moving him. Calm down, mate.
I'd be shocked if this wasn't the agency that won the proposal. Because you're right, it's totally on brand with how lame Sega have always been about Sonic.
What kind of things do they list as his traits and it like what stuff is it saying?
I'm just trying to find it.
Because I did see an image that I thought was not real, but I guess it isn't real because it's like their
brand personality.
Yeah, here we go.
Irreverent and sarcastic.
That's true.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Heroic and adventurous. Confident and competitive. Chill and likable. Mischievous but not malicious. Anyway, that's Ben Vanel's Tinder profile. Now I'll read out.
Fuck. I'm gonna actually do that.
And then what are the other slides? I can't remember. I don't think – is the whole thing up?
Where did I see it? I saw it on like Polygon or somewhere.
It's especially jarring, especially like off the back of last week where we were talking about that new Pokemon Detective Pikachu trailer and how we really like that they've kept the proportions of the cartoon designs but just kind of given them sort of real world textures.
Yeah.
Next to that, you go, God, this looks dumb. Like if they had done that with this, just kept him kind of cartoony proportions and stuff, but he had like real fur and everything, it could look great.
Oh, I did see that image of him with the two different eyeballs and it does look fucking weird if he has two eyeballs. Yeah, what's with his body? Him having like thick arms is freaking me out.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I think it's just Stockholm syndrome with it at this point where I'm getting used to it and I now actually don't think he looks that weird. Because I'm so used to looking at it.
His spikes look too much like a mullety hairdo.
He looks like Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the two eyeballs does look weird.
Yeah, I think it does.
He looks off, like he looks like a...
It looks like bad fan art.
Like a cheap market version of like you buy Sponic or whatever. Like shit toy of it.
But what I will say though is I don't think that the eyes look as bad as I was expecting them to look. That's not saying much, but I was expecting them to look really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not...
The idea of that thing though as well, interacting with humans... That drawing of Sonic that's out there on its own, sure, if everything else in the world looks like that, but him like interacting with Jim Carrey yeah. and all the weird fucking people. You know, Jim Carrey's like an anti-vaxxer now.
Is he?
Oh, really? Yeah.
So I hope this movie tanks.
Yeah. This, guys at home, look this up. It's the first slide of it. It's just the title that says yeah. film style guide. How weird is this? This bit looks so strange to me. The like, just kind of where his crotch is, where his Sonic's,
joint.
Sonic's yeah. running and just like, where his legs kind of bend and separate in the middle of his kind of groin. It looks really fucked
it
up.
It looks like he has no pelvis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His arms are too thick.
His proportions are so weird.
Yeah.
You're right. I want to fuck him though still.
It's when you just sort of like glance at it. 100%. When you glance, it's like, okay, that's a, it's like the drawing itself is not bad. I was picturing the eyes thing being like, that looks so stupid.
I thought they'd be smaller and like, more spaced apart and like beady little human eyes.
Yeah,
like
yes.
one of those fish with the sticky out eyes.
Yeah, like
fish.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's when you analyze it, it's like, oh, this
and just
is
imagine
fucked.
Him like popping up behind whoever his friend is in the movie on like a motorbike, going yeah. like, "We gotta go faster."
Yeah,
be like, "Ugh, yeah." If the movie is just everyone, whenever he's on screen, going, "Oh yuck!
Oh, that is, like, what the fuck? How did they? Oh, they fucked that up, didn't they?"
I remember. Do you guys remember the
At
character?
Least he's not malicious.
Do you guys remember the character Nibbler in Futurama?
Yeah.
I remember a thing, I think it was Matt Groening talking about the design of that character, how the point of it was to have this little character that looks pretty cute, even though all the little elements of him in isolation are kind of hideous.
Uh-huh.
Like he's got a little fang and he kind of separately it's all these fucked up bits, but like
yeah.
as a whole you're like, oh, he's pretty cute.
The Dassalo method.
Thank you. it's a little bit like that with this. It's like once you go through it and analyze it bit by bit,
yeah,
it's like – just take it as a one thing. It's like, I guess this isn't as bad as I was expecting. And then yeah. you go look at the arms separately. Yeah. And you look at the hips separately. And it's like, yeah, this is fucked.
And imagine it in motion. Like, that's what we haven't seen.
Yes.
It's going to look fucked.
But also, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, if the movie is terrible, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Boys, I cannot wait. Still my most anticipated. Is it this year? My most anticipated movie of the year. Whatever year it's coming out, I don't care.
Right.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's this year apparently. Fuck yeah.
It is a real gift to us on this podcast.
November 8th.
Really?
Put it in your diaries.
That's the day before Terminator 6 as well.
Wow, what a weekend.
I was looking up Terminator 6 because it was fucking stupid. There was this article saying like, Arnold Schwarzenegger says the next Terminator movie is going to be good. It's like, cunt, he's in it.
Yeah.
Of course he's saying that. He's not walking around going like, oh, he's terrible.
I'm going to walk out of Sonic and say to the ticket lady, I'll be back. And then I'll go back the next day.
For
and
a
I'll
refund.
Watch Sonic again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be like, no, we banned you from this.
We got to put on, we got to do a live show like the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that.
The Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Give you guys a couple of days to go check it out.
Yes.
And then sit in a room with us and we can all just hold each other.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. what else?
The man. Sakurai.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's given an interview. He's given a little, I think what he thinks is a curious little bon mot, but he's actually quite full on about how he, working around the clock to work on, to finish Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, I think it was Ultimate. Because he also worked on the Wii and the Wii U ones, yeah.
It's saying he got like basically food poisoning, he got sick, and he would just go into work with an IV drip.
What the fuck is a bon mot, by the way?
It's like a little one-liner tossed away sort of thing.
Okay, I thought it was Brian Johnson now, not bon mot. But anyway, keep going. I thought that now was Brian Johnson's.
This is high voltage podcasting.
But yeah, him saying, there's one point where he's like, I always make sure I go home, you know, 10 p.m. at the latest.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, what are you doing? this is awful.
Yeah.
Well, this is really depressing to hear.
There's been like kind of jokes about him working too hard and like, or whenever he's on like the Nintendo Directs that he's secretly like blinking out a code for help.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And
he, in the last one, he said into the barrel, he's like, I'm really tired.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hope I can rest soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this isn't a joke.
Yeah.
The dude seems to be massively overworked. It sounded fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like he was sick at some point and instead of taking some time off from work for being sick, he got a drip.
An actual IV drip.
Put into his arm.
Well, and then...
Full of V.
I think it was the Wii one. They announced it without telling him, and the announcement was when he found out he had to work on it.
That's so crazy. Finding out shit like that way. I saw the guy who played Shaggy in the two Scooby-Doo movies from the turn of the millennium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, that's good.
Yeah, that's
fuck
a good
off.
One.
Oh, listen.
Yeah, take a sip, Ben. You've earned it.
I thought it was Brian Johnson. Never mind. By the way, the reason it took so long between you saying Bon Mott and me saying I thought it was Brian Johnson is because I had to Google Brian Johnson's name.
Right. Yeah, you also then, in doing that, missed me saying a piece of information that you then later just repeated about the IV trip.
Dude, I don't give no shits at all. Anyway, what were we talking about? I forgot that genuinely the Shaggy thing. Oh, yeah, I saw Shaggy on Twitter because they're doing a new Scooby-Doo movie where I think Will Forte is playing Shaggy.
Oh,
and
cool.
He, retweeted that, the old Shaggy being like, this is how I'm finding out, fuck you Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Finding out shit like that.
Is that for real though? Because I feel like that's a very popular meme format where it's like, you know, someone will doctor up a fake tweet from Will Smith or whatever. No, it's like, this didn't happen.
I went and checked his real Twitter.
Okay.
And it's there.
Right. Wow.
Poor dude. Zoinks. Anyway.
But is the whole rest of the cast the same?
No, none of them.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's not like Sarah Michelle Gellar's back.
Yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. The producers of that film are right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make it. I think it's Will Forte.
He's funny.
He's in the movie.
That's actually pretty cool. Yeah. He'll be good.
It'll probably be a terrible movie, like all movies are these days.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going there. Did you see the Oscars?
The bitch is back.
I actually did see the Oscars, and it was bad.
I still haven't seen Green Book.
No, the neither winner,
But I've heard it's bland from lots of people, but which makes sense because a lot of people can agree that it's in the middle rather than, and then those ones tend to rise to the top.
Yeah, when it's like preferential voting or whatever.
Exactly, like 103-point votes is better than 55s. Now, mathematically, that might not be correct.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to try and figure it out.
Okay.
No, it is better.
Yeah, it is by 50. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
God, thank God I drank this beer. I've never been able to figure that maths out.
Knox has been collapsed on the floor this whole time, just imagining this podcast.
I sprung up, though, when I thought of that maths like a vampire coming out of a coffin. So, yeah, the fucking...
Sakurai
thing is like shit. And there's people saying it's partly Japanese work culture is fucked, but partly our Western work culture is fucked.
For sure.
As well.
The Japanese culture, though, is... so far to the next level. Unbelievable.
In terms of video game development stuff, though, it doesn't seem super different to stuff that happens.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's just that everything else around it, like all of the work environments are like that. So it's like the video game, rather than sticking out like it does here, is kind of more normalized there because it's like every job kind of has that insane expectation.
Yeah.
That's insane expectation. It's just like the Japanese people are just like, no, we just have to be here working all the time. I think it's necessarily the companies going, this is purely speculative.
He clearly hates it, though, or else he wouldn't be out there talking about it like it's a negative thing. He was like, I took 3 days off because otherwise everyone else would have to do it.
But it doesn't seem like he is going, oh, this is really... He's just going, this is how... I think that's the most...
But the fact that no one else mentions it... Him mentioning it as often as he does suggests to me that quite rightly he's not happy with it.
I can't tell. It's hard to tell.
Because it is being translated as well. It seems like he's just going, I just work really hard on this game. This is just how I do it. It doesn't sound like he's going, please help me, I'm fucked.
But if you're a public-facing personality at a video game company after people getting mad about the Red Dead stuff and all that stuff, people would tell you hey, keep your mouth shut about this stuff.
But then
every
surely
time he said it, the PR people would be like, Sakurai, fucking...
You don't say, I had to keep working and I put an IV drip in my arm if you think that's going to torpedo your chances of working at Nintendo. Because it should, and you should say that with that, in mind.
Mm.
But it's like, I feel like he's just been like, I had to do that because I wanted to keep working.
Yeah.
Institutionally, that is awful, and culturally that's embedded in Japan.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. What do you do about it?
It might be, impossible.
Tommy? What are you doing?
Let's go over there and fix it, boys.
All right.
Yank that drip out of his arm. Put in a new one that says freedom on the bag.
Filled with a V energy drink.
Yeah. Let's go over there and teach the Japanese how to be lazy. Let's import sitting on your fat fanny all day into Japan.
Finally, something we're qualified for.
Land of the rising sun, more like land of the sitting bum. That's what I would say to
great.
Them
yep.
at the airport.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Then they'd be like, sir, this is Sydney. You're like, yep, couldn't afford a flight to Japan. Mm. Pass it on, though. You're at the airport. You must know people.
Yeah.
And get the message over there. Anyway, I'm stuck in Sydney now.
The worst city in the world.
The worst city in the world. Live from the worst city in the world. Like Ballarat or something, Geelong.
No, Ballarat's nice. Geelong's worse than Sydney. Mm.
Geelong's worse than Ballarat.
This is great hype for our Sydney show we will probably be doing in a few months.
Yep. Keep.
I like Sydney,
keep watching the skies. Yeah, Sydney's awesome.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? No. Really?
I used to think I didn't like it. Then I spent more time there and I realized I just didn't like being lost.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who is there that does like being lost, though?
I love being lost.
Some people do enjoy it.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, that's, yeah, okay, you're right.
You're only lost if you don't know where you are. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What don't you like about Sydney, Ben?
I don't like how busy it is, mm-hmm. the traffic. I don't understand the street layout. Like, I don't think it makes sense.
Okay.
It's not like I'm lost. You need to spend more time there so it starts to make sense.
Also, all of my friends don't live there.
Yeah. It was hot on the day that I was there.
Yes. I was tired.
I ate a bad sandwich.
Yeah, I like Sydney because I have some friends there and there's restaurants that I like there. But what that boils down to is it's just like I like friends and I like food.
Yes.
That's not really – I don't know that it's fair to give the city credit for those things.
Would you say that Melbourne has like a palpable, real thing to it that you like aside from friends and good restaurants?
Interesting.
It's pretty easy to get around.
Yeah.
But that's because I know where everything is. Everything.
Wow.
Tell me any object and I can go and get it in this city.
No, I do think that's fair though. It is easy to get around.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The CBD is on a grid and then the couple of areas in a city are all very well connected.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere's easy to get around now, though, if you've got a phone.
Not true.
You just call the mayor and say, where am I? And it'd be like,
I also think the specific sub areas of Melbourne that have their own feeling are ones that I like. I guess I just don't know much about Sydney.
Sydney's all right. You know what else is all right? I've been playing a game called Dead or Alive 6.
Now, what is that?
So it's a fighting game. You fight.
Enough said.
And it really is like that. If you don't want to listen to any more of me talk about it, that sums it up. It's a fighting game, the same as every other fighting game, but with, you know, minor differences.
What you playing it on?
I'm playing it on the Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
And
your favorite console of all time.
It's it'd be top 20. For
okay.
sure.
All
I
right.
wish the fucking menus on it moved quicker. Mm. It's really annoying. It's crazy. The whole thing of Microsoft being like, the One X is the most powerful console in the world. And then you push right to go on the menu and it takes like a second.
Fuck.
And I know a second doesn't seem like a long amount of time. That's how long a second is.
That's too long.
Fuck, it's annoying.
Yeah.
I've only got so many of them.
Mm.
And I'm wasting so many of them repeating the fact that a second isn't long. But there's stuff about it that's not great. The controller's good. And Dead or Alive 6 is fine.
Okay.
What would you say is your favorite console of all time?
Oh, PS2, probably.
Okay.
Turned 19 the other day.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
Well, you're not going to repeat that joke you made off air?
Nah, I'm going to fuck a PS2 is what I said because it's 19 years old and that's the coolest age to fuck. I do not believe that. It's 74. But
when you really know a lot of tricks by that point.
Yeah. And you break your back if you try any of them.
Yes. Well, it makes sense.
Yep.
I know positions that are outlawed now.
It's not like you get, well, you do get worse at it, but you got to keep building up your arsenal.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And your pussy-sinal and your dick-sinal. So there's a punch button, there's a kick button,
yes,
there's a block button, and there's a grab button.
Okay.
And then there's some other buttons to do other stuff. Like, it's real fighting game stuff. I think describing the ins and outs of, like, mechanics of fighting games is kind of pointless.
Yep.
You need to play it to get it. But it flows really well. It's very focused on one person sort of building up momentum and trying to do as long of a kind of combo as possible.
Mm.
And if you're on the receiving end of that, you're trying to break it out with timing.
Right.
And then you go in the offensive.
Mm-hmm.
What's it works really well.
Is there a particular style or aesthetic?
So yeah. I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
The
patience bit.
The stages are really cool. You can, like, knock someone through, a wall of it, and then there'll be an animation. And
A
fucking Kraken will throw them somewhere else. And, you know, that kind of stuff, which
mm-hmm.
I like.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of 3D movement around the stage feels good, and just it's very flowy. It's easy to pick up. There's a really good tutorial at the start to get you into it. As a fighting game, I think it's really good. I love the third one on the original Xbox, and it's pretty much the same. Fighting games don't change much.
Yeah.
I really like it in the gameplay way. The graphics, like, technically look fantastic.
Mm.
It's a really good looking game. There's like a story mode and like a challenge mode thing, so the challenges are like, try and do 10 flips during this match,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you a little star
okay
if you do it. And the story mode is fucking incomprehensible garbage. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. It goes all over the place. None of the characters are interesting. So then the other thing about Dead or Alive is that, like, it's trying to make you get a boner.
Yeah.
And it's really weird. Like, It feels like it came out of a 12-year-old's wet dream of what a video game would be.
Right.
Where they're just like, the hottest thing is the biggest possible breast.
Right.
And so...
Right on.
I mean, no comment.
Yeah. I'm not bothered by sexual content. If mm-hmm. anything, I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
Mm, I'm hot and bothered by it.
Like, there's nothing wrong innately, obviously, with, like, going like, oh, this is a sexy game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's condescendingly sexy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like it thinks you're a dumbass.
Sure.
Who's like, oh.
It was like PlayStation ads from the late 90s.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And or like booth babes at E3 and that sort of generation of shit where it's like, women are never playing these.
Right.
So let's fucking draw them real weird.
Mm-hmm.
And
they'll never find out what we've done here, boys.
It's one of those ones where if someone walked in and was like, what are you playing? Mm. You'd have to be like, I'm playing as a schoolgirl who is visibly 14 with enormous boobs that they have spent months programming to jungle around.
Yep.
Not even jiggle.
Yeah.
It's such a big jiggle that it's pronounced jungle.
Wow.
I didn't just say the word wrong.
Okay. Because I was going to pick you up on it.
No, I meant to say it.
Sure.
I didn't accidentally, ironically, jumble and jiggle.
Yep.
Jingle.
No egg on my face, clearly.
So, and like, it's just an annoying aspect of it where, like, they've made those beach volleyball games.
Yeah.
There's, like,
three
or four of them.
See, I didn't know that they had this stuff in the main fighting games. Mm. I thought that was just reserved. Mm-mm. I thought they got all their titillation from the volleyball series.
No, they had some titillation in the fighting game and was like, well, why don't we expand this into its own thing?
Yeah.
And look, I get elation from tits.
Mm.
That's what titillation means.
I'm expanding my own thing right now.
Titillation.
It just, like, it's annoying. It's like, just it feels foisted in, and it's like kind of just bothersome. And, like, I don't know, fucking, it looks dumb to have someone being in a maid's outfit.
Yeah,
yeah.
It, like, whenever you see that, you're like, oh. Yuck.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, I know they're fucking just drawings. They're polygons. They're not people who they're like dress up in the maid outfit.
Oh, he does know that.
It's good to hear that you do know that.
No,
oh,
okay. I got talked
I've seen
down
you
off
like,
a ledge about that the other day.
I've seen you kissing your TV screen. And I wasn't sure what was really going on.
I used
there.
To feel terrible every time I killed someone in a video game because I was like, a real person has died.
Mm.
And I'm a sociopath for having done it for so long under that assumption.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just like, I don't know. It's obvious the reasons why it's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
And it's not like, because people always go like, oh, well, whatever. It should be okay. Just like, if I want to see it, then I'm an adult, whatever.
Mm.
And like, yeah, that's true. But If
you're only technically an adult if you want to see that. That's very juvenile.
There's something really low effort about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just like so four. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 4 out of 10. It's no good.
So fucking page 3, like, get a load of them norks.
Yeah.
That like...
Norks might be my most favourite phrase in the English language. It's so funny.
So the way that it also is absolutely trying to exploitatively, like, not, I'm not even talking about exploitation of like a female body or whatever.
Mm.
I mean exploitation of the people who are going hubba hubba to it.
Mm.
Is that you can get season pass one of presumably as many as they can sell is like $150 Australian.
Whoa.
What you get for that is 2 more characters over time and like 70 costumes.
Okay.
And all the costumes are like fucking sexy teddy, but it's just like a shit Halloween catalog of like,
and you know this for
Bumblebee.
Certain because you've bought it.
I bought 3 of them.
Okay, right.
Just to make sure that I absolutely had them all. No, I'm never going to spend that sort of money on costumes for fighting games ever.
I think
it's just dumb. Not something that's ever appealed to me.
Yeah.
But like new characters I like because it's more game.
Sure.
But it's just kind of like stupid. I guess that's my only problem with it is that it's dumb.
Right.
But like... You couldn't fucking fight in that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that is some tight fucking leather. You wouldn't be able to move around properly. Except apparently for your boobs.
Right.
They move around.
They got free reign.
They jungling all the time.
They're jungling all over the place.
Well, it sounds like it's a game filled with huge boobs being played by a huge boob.
Well, I don't know who that is that you're talking about, but I'm assuming there is at least one out there. Yes.
I just bit my cigar after that.
So, yeah, I like the fighting in it. It's...
Hey, I've already concluded the review.
Yeah.
But, like, if you like fighting games, it's a fun one.
Yeah.
And it's like
that makes it more of a shame that the aesthetic and all that sexist stuff is so
you can
egregious.
Just sort of ignore it, too. I'm happy to do that because it's so fucking stupid that it doesn't even seem crook to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, okay.
I think it still is.
Probably, but it's like to the point where it's just like...
Look, I'm glad that you've managed to find a loophole for yourself to be able to keep looking at those big old norks.
Yeah.
And it's stuff like when you can...
Adam Norks.
There's nothing innately wrong with being able to...
Everyone tweet that at him, please.
Don't ever do that. Never, ever do that.
I want to mobilize the army.
Adam Norks.
It's the most annoying thing when like something you said on a podcast 4 months ago, you get a tweet and you're like, why, what does that mean?
No, I think you'll remember. I don't think you'll ever forget this.
You can tweet it at me if you want.
Yeah.
If you don't want to bother the great man.
Way better idea. But what was I going to say?
Adam Norks.
I don't know. It's like it's dumb and it's lame.
Yeah,
the actual.
I know what you mean. Like it's so stupid and low level and juvenile that it's not like grossly offensive.
No, I don't find it offensive at all. Find it like stupid.
But what you were saying about it being exploitative of its audience,
that's
a really good way of putting it. Like that kind of stuff, especially when you are in Japan and there's those shops where it's like all that kind of stuff where it's like, it's kind of gross. And I think that's what bothers me most about that stuff is it's like, oh, I feel like bad for the people that are like really into this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like it's not that it's going on because it's like, whatever. There's heaps of... You know, there seems a kind of crook shit going on out there that you can't do anything about, but it's like that's exactly what it is. It's that feeling of like, oh, this person who's like, that's how they're getting their stuff. They're just being, they're just being used here. It's
the dumbasses who are like, oh, I think that bartender was flirting with me. It's like, they weren't.
Yeah, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
Okay,
like that's just it's the same as like, hey, you have to smile if you work in retail.
Mm.
It's just a shitty part of those shit jobs.
Yeah.
That I'll be working for the rest of my life. So, but yeah,
wait, you got a job?
the whole vibe of it is like a little lame, but the actual fighting is very fun.
Mm. Okay, well,
that's Dead or Alive 6, 1 through 6, probably, or like 2 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a shame that like because I'm big into those story modes and fighting games that are these days, and it's terrible. It's like. It makes no sense. It's so disjointed. Like you're literally playing sort of separate little things as each of the characters. They don't make a huge effort to make any of it either make sense or like add up to much. It just it's like weirdly half-assed in some ways and then full ass with how it's designed visually. So 10 out of 10.
All right.
Great. Wow.
Cool.
Awesome.
Great. Another Nintendo Power review.
I've been playing a game called Ape Out.
Yes, you have.
You were telling me a little bit. You've played a little bit of Tiny Adam.
Bird. Yeah. Birdman 2.
What?
It's the sequel to Birdman.
Oh, yeah, because it's all jazz music.
Because it's got the drums in.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Now we're
we should rolling. Edit under this a bed of...
Ape Out is a terrible title.
It is a shit title.
Clearly, if the place... Clearly, they wanted to call it Ape Escape, but there is already a game of that name.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, Ape's got to be in the title.
Yes.
We've got to have that in there somewhere.
Yes.
Ape Gone, Ape on the Loose.
Ape's Odyssey. That could have been something. They should
Ape
have
Escape.
Called it. No, well, that's been a game. We established that.
It's a good name, though. What if you just called it that? Because there's multiple like movies called the same thing.
It's two crashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just made a movie called Shaft, no, it'd be like, you can't. Make it about whatever you want.
That would be just them just trying it on and just, going, let's just see what happens here.
It's called Ape Escape 4.
Yeah. Yep. So it is something that I was not interested in at all because I had only seen it in stills and the design of it and the graphic style looked a little unappealing. Mm. It looked a little kind of simplified and kind of cheap to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then watching it in motion, I kind of understood a bit more what it was doing. And I really, really like it. So it's top down. You are an ape that's trapped in a laboratory and you're trying to make your way through these little labyrinth levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's people walking around with guns. You can shove them into walls and kill them, or you can grab them and then they will fire their gun like once or maybe twice. So you can grab them and spin them around and use them shooting their gun to shoot other people.
Right.
And they then act shove as them like into a them. Shield for you as well.
And a bit of a shield, And it gets a bit more, the levels kind of get a bit more complex. Like the first like world is you're in a lab just trying to get all the way out onto the other side. And then the second one, which I just finished the other night, you're up the top of a high-rise building. So you're kind of snaking your way down this. So in motion.
Call it snake out.
Snake escape.
Oh, there we go.
That's a good way to get around the copyright thing.
Ape snake.
Chimp cop.
It is. So it's in motion, you kind of understand a bit more that it's what it's going for, which I didn't understand until I started playing it, that it's kind of, what's his name, Saul Bass, the guy who did all the opening credits in movies in like the, what era is he, like the 60s and 70s?
50, because it's a lot of Hitchcock stuff.
Right.
So it's 50s and 60s, yeah. Mm. And I think he kept working after that, but it's all the classics, so like Vertigo and Rear Window and stuff like that.
Coloured shapes will split apart.
Yes.
Is the thing that happens in all of those intros.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like lines will then turn into, like it'll look like three lines at first, but then it'll spin around and it's jail bars.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's that visual style and then there's jazz drum music kind of underneath, which then when you grab a guard and throw them into a wall, that's accompanied by a cymbal crash that kind of – so it's kind of – it's I don't know. I don't quite know why those things have come to – do you know what I mean? It's like it's a game where you play an ape escaping from a laboratory. It looks like a Hitchcock movie title sequence and there's jazz drums in it.
Yeah.
There's no real reason why these three things have come together. But it just really works. I'm really enjoying it. It's really satisfying. Like the feeling of grabbing the guards and shoving them into a wall and then they just explode with blood. It feels great.
The thing of like a semi-rhythm game almost.
Yeah.
Right.
Being a combat thing. Like you don't have to be in time with anything at all.
Mm.
But the feeling of momentum that happens with the drums being there and with you kind of interacting with the soundtrack does make you kind of pause for a second sometimes before you throw someone because you're like,
right.
Ding, 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 and then you wait for the kaboom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a drummer.
It's really.
The paradiddle.
It's really simple. Like, it's really simple gameplay. It's just literally get from one end to the other and wipe out these guys on the way. There's no great rewards for having done, you know, heaps of kills. There's no pickups to find. It's right. just keep going. Just keep going as long as you can. And you die heaps. Mm. But then when you get through an area... Oh, and it's also... It's all design. So it's not like... It's not random level design or anything right. like that. So it is... Yeah. There is like a real kind of labyrinthy sense to like it's having to snake your way out and around.
When you die... Because you do die a fair bit. And when you do, it's kind of cool. It like zooms out of the whole level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And shows you the big... Right.
It shows you, yeah, how your path that you took, and then you can also see how far you were from the end. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it stylistically and everything, it's one of the most unique things I've played in a while. Like the combination of that visual element.
There's
and
like a kind of
music.
A film grain thing to it as well, where like not grain but like blotches, film blotches, like old grain. It's cool looking for sure.
Mm. Yeah. So the jazz thing kind of carries over into halfway through. Each world is called a disc, and then when you get halfway through, it'll say end of side A,
right.
And then it does this whole thing of like a record kind of being flipped over, and then when you finish that world. You can replay it again, and it comes up as a record sleeve. So each world has a little title,
right.
And all the different levels have titles, and it's presented as like old jazz record artwork. Which again, this aesthetic that it's never quite said like why any of that is there, but it's just like okay, cool. It's just a jazz game where you're an ape. Sick.
Yeah, and it works on like a aesthetic level for sure. I didn't enjoy playing it at all, personally.
Really, right?
Didn't enjoy watching the videos of it that I have watched.
It just like
I don't know why though.
It's boring.
Okay,
I think is my problem. Like I just didn't gel with it at all. Mm-hmm. Like,
did you play like Hotline Miami or
not really?
I played some of that, and like Retro Rampage was another one that top-down shooter. Mm-hmm. I've never liked any of these games.
Yeah,
I liked the Grand Theft Auto top-down games because it was all that I had.
At that time,
but I've never really managed to get into these kind of games.
I like Geometry Wars. I played a bunch of, which is like a dual stick thing, which is kind of different,
right?
But there's something about the way it moved and controlled that I just didn't care about. That sounds so weird, like not a great description, but it just
didn't hook you.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't hit with me at all for some reason. Throwing the guards around is like, fine. I don't know what is wrong with it.
Yeah,
or
right.
Me.
Mm. Interesting.
It just really didn't click.
Mm.
There was something about it that like, and I appreciate the aesthetic and all of that, but it also didn't work on me that much where it like was enough to drive me through. It didn't seem natural. It all seemed very calculated, very like put together and constructed, rather than like someone feeling it. It feels like a thing where they're like, this people would think this was a cool idea.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And have gone backwards from that rather than going like, I like this idea and making it like that. Like it's not It's a cool idea, but it doesn't feel creative. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I do get what you're saying. I do get that about it. I think it feels good. I'm getting a lot of satisfaction out of how it feels to shove the guards around. Mm. And initially, the bits where you grab...
See, I just have a couple Jaeger bombs and go do that at a night. Do it for real, man. Go out there and live your life, bitch.
Initially, the bits where you grab in the guards and like they're, you're using them to shoot at other guards is pretty ineffective because they only get one shot off. So unless you have to be really quick and really specific with where you're aiming, but then later on there's guys with machine guns that you can grab them and they'll keep going for a little bit.
But they can absolutely overwhelm you. Like you can't just kind of burn through. Mm. Like you're not super powerful. If you get hit, you're done pretty much.
I think you can take two hits. Yeah, and then
that can happen quite quickly when you come into like the sections where there's like four guards on the line. Like you've got to be ready to deal with them or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
Obviously. There's certain bits that take a while
to work out what's happening too, because there's some guys that have detonators that if you shove them into a wall and you're too close to them, then you get caught in the impact. And then there's bits when you're in the high-rise building, there's like snipers coming in, so you'll see like a laser target on you and you've kind of got to move around behind a wall to get away from that.
When you like throw them against the wall, it's like heaps of blood and like an arm will fly off and it's like, cool, stylistic... goriness.
Mm.
It just didn't. I don't know. There's something that just feels like it doesn't mean it.
Yeah, I've been having fun with it, just viewing it as a very kind of like quite disposable arcadey, just run through, try and get into this next bit. But yeah, I think that's very fair. Like that, it does. That is the one. I don't mind it. It's not a negative to me, but it is the combination of those things. It's very. Yeah, there's no reason for right. it to look like that. There's no reason for it to have that soundtrack. I guess if you wanted to give it the benefit of the doubt, you could go, well, the guy who made it, he's just always loved that visual style and he loves sure. jazz and it's a yeah. love letter to that.
And that's it probably
but even then it's
that.
Like, yeah. why well, yeah. is that? But then it's like, okay, but then why – how does it being an ape that's trapped in a laboratory that has yeah. nothing to do with either of those things?
I don't care
so,
about that stuff yeah. though, because like why does Mario eat a mushroom? That, like you can say that about almost
he's
anything.
Italian.
Oh, now I get it.
But it is interesting
Goomba.
How But you're right, Howard. It's interesting because it is the difference between you just buying something and not questioning it. Like, I guess in the case of Mario, it's the fact that it's been around for so long that you don't. But, like,
yeah.
the difference between going, like, oh, that just is that way because it is. It just works.
Yeah.
And with something like this going, yeah, but why is this
it
like
It doesn't
this?
Feel like it has heart, though. It's not even why. Like, I can totally, like, Abe getting out of place and a cool star, whatever. But it just feels like, yeah, a very labored implementation of that more than it feeling like that yeah like I said before there's any sort of creativity thrown behind it. It feels like that idea is there and then they're like eking out ooka ooking out
eka, well that's why
ook ook
I think you've cracked the case.
That's what an ape would say about this game anyway. 104%
cool. Well yeah, I guess if you're a fan of I've never played Hotline Miami or any of those other styles of this kind of game, I would say if you like them, you probably will like this because it's a bit of a different take on that kind of aesthetic that those kind of run of games have done.
Yeah.
But yeah, folks, make up your own mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well. all right. Well, that's us done for another week.
Oh, I've been playing a game every day.
Uh-huh.
I'm loving it. It's still fitness boxing.
Oh, man.
My game of the year.
Fitness boxing in my mouth.
Very good. Yeah, 10 out of 10. It's great. I
might go
it.
In on Trials Rising.
Oh, yeah.
Is fitness boxing good or is like being fit fun?
It's a good version of like a home exercise thing. I really like it.
Right.
It's like got little goals and, you know, it'll tick off each day and you'll get little weird prizes and unlocks and you unlock new workout combinations and you start like having to do like steps and moving forward and, like it's genuinely good. Oh, I also been trying to play Anthem and I've been crashing out of it. It's fucked.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot to people. There's like some sort of complaint process happening now.
I'm just like thanking my lucky stars that when it crashed mid-mission for me that it didn't also fuck up my PlayStation operating system or whatever is happening.
I don't think it's like corrupted or broken anything beyond repair. It just like breaks it in a way that is not common.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Let me see if I can, because this was like a news thing.
I had been trying to get into it. A lot of people were like, yeah, I actually like it. It's better than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. It's the multiplayer I've actually enjoyed because you just sort of automatically match make and go into story missions and then you have three people helping you on the story missions, which are kind of hard. But it is glitchy. It's bugging out.
Right.
It's crashed a couple of times for me, which when you're 3/4 of the way through a mission that you've been playing with some people that you connected with randomly, it's just like, well, fuck, if I got to start that all again with different people, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
It seems to be common as well. And like, I saw something, I can't find it now, but the EA like asked for help.
Yeah.
With it or something. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with it, but that game is all around a bit of a wet fart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's certainly no Apex Legends. Like, it's not exploding in a way that it probably needed to.
Well, they needed it to be Destiny.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And it's not. It's
destined for failure.
Destiny. As in like no.
Both Destino. Good. Both good.
Doctor no.
Equal but
gold fingered.
Separate.
All right, guys. Well, that's us for another week.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a license to
scum. Why don't you save that for the sign-off?
Filthycasuals.com.au for all of our upcoming stuff. We got all the social media stuff, links to the Patreon and everything.
On board the Patreon. It's going off.
Yeah, it is going off.
Yeah.
We've got comedy festival shows on sale. There's me doing stand-up. There's Adam doing stand-up. And there's Chimp Cop. Comedyfestival.com.au is where you can find them. Love to see the filth down there. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
this has been Ape reporting. Ape, escape. Instead of out.
Good.
A normal reporter would say out, you see.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.